I know I'm not like other people. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the
You're
morning.
You're very special, Jeff, and we love that about you.
I feel like that's what his mom says, too.
The things that make you guys mad, I'm usually like, eh.
Yeah.
And the things that make me mad are like you guys are like, eh.
That's actually super right. Yeah.
It's like when someone doesn't answer a poll correctly. It just really
It ruins your whole day.
What is wrong with them? Seriously.
Yeah. We don't care.
But today something filled me with rage. And I'm hoping you'll be on my side. Because every year in California they hold this national cheese competition.
I didn't know you were passionate about cheese, Jeffrey.
I didn't know either.
Who's not passionate about cheese in this country?
Good
now I've never personally been to it, but what went down this year is just ridiculous.
Why?
It makes me upset even thinking about it. But the judges did their taste tests, and they named the top finalists, and one of them, no one knew this at the time because it was submitted illegally, turned out to be a vegan cheese. Can you believe this?
That's cheating,
we should have seen this coming. Definitely not.
Okay. Why do you hate vegan food and vegetarian food so much?
He hates impossible
vegan cheese. It goes against everything I stand for, Brooke. It is morally corrupt. It's a plant. It's not a cheese.
It was obviously good. Yeah.
It's a congealed glob of lies, Brooke, is what it is. What is happening to this country?
That's like grape juice winning a wine competition.
Would it be great? Because, like, cows are, like, terrible for the environment. Dairy's not very good.
This is the one thing cows have. That's all they have, Brooke. To be able to make good cheese, and now plants want to take that away from them.
I mean,
it almost makes me want to be voluntarily lactose intolerant.
But like Alexis,
you can't voluntarily.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna switch off my lactose tolerance just like that in protest.
I think you can eat the vegan cheese if you're lactose intolerant.
That's the
I think
that's the irony of your statement.
I'm just trying to take a stance, okay? Plants are not cheese. I will not stand by this. Thankfully, the good people at the Cheese Fest recognize the imposter, disqualified them immediately upon learning about the lies that they were trying to do.
How many formal complaints did you send them?
Jeff.
It's a good lesson. Even when you think you're safe, you never know when someone's going to try and slip in a fake on you. So Digital Jake, let me pinch you to make sure that you're real. Or is that vegan Jake over there? I don't trust it. All right, Jake.
Whole milk here.
Give us a question.
If you've ever had to remind someone to not lick their desk, you're either a chocolate factory supervisor or one of Jose's middle school teachers.
I was drawing on the table. The table smelled, the marker smelled like blueberries, so they had to lick the table.
Yum.
Well, today just happens to be World Teacher Day. So how are we going to celebrate these marvelous unsung heroes of the classroom? By giving them all raises? Brooke vetoed that idea while clutching her checkbook and laughing maniacally.
Brooke.
Not my teacher.
Buy your own supplies.
Instead, we're going to play a famous Hollywood teacher's edition of Plenty of 20. I have a list of the top 20 most memorable educators from TV shows and movies. You just have to name one to stay in the game. Guess wrong and you'll be sent to the great big study hall in the sky. The silver save is in play if you guess the number one answer. And let's start with the woman who claims to have, quote, learned a lot from, quote, professors at, quote, Boise State University. That's Alexis.
Why so many quotes?
Well, you're right. Well, I think.
Alexis, top 20 most memorable educators from TV or movies.
It's so hard. I don't know if this counts, but I'm thinking SpongeBob, Mrs. Puff, the driving instructor of SpongeBob.
That's good.
That was your first thought about a school teacher.
He never passes driving school, Jeff. It's the whole show.
Legit.
He's always going to driving school.
I love it. Those are the best episodes.
Thank you. We're going Mrs. Puff.
Mrs. Puff, the driving school instructor of Bikini Bottom,
it's
a large pufferfish woman.
It's up there.
Not on my list. I'm sorry, Alexis. Didn't make the top 20.
Darn it.
Wow. That's tough for you, Alexis.
I loved it, though.
Next up is Jose.
I'm going to go with Professor Feeney from Boy Meets World, because I loved him as a kid.
Mr. Feeney. Number three on my list from Boy Meets World.
Brooke.
I think I'm going to go I believe her name is Mrs. Frizzle from the Magic School Bus.
Oh, yes, she's amazing, Miss Frizzle.
Miss Valerie Frizzle, number four on my list, just below Mr. Feeny from the Magic School Bus.
Oh.
We're over to Jeffrey.
Now, I feel like I'm kind of in the same headspace as Alexis here, because I was wondering if Mr. Miyagi or Yoda would count as teachers.
Yoda's the best teacher of all time.
Yeah, Yoda gets paid what teachers get paid.
They teach karate, and they teach the force.
I think he's thinking school teachers, but go for it. You know, try it.
You feeling lucky, Jeff? Huh? Feeling lucky, punk?
Oh, no.
Guess.
Jake's trying to intimidate me.
Guess what'd you say? Miyagi? Yoda, what'd you say?
Okay. Now I'm scared. Mr. Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi. It's number 17 on my list.
Okay. So any of teacher apprentice type of thing.
Justice has been
served. Let's go back to Alexis. I'd like to shame you again for your Mrs. Puff guest. Now we're on to Jose again.
Good job, Boise State.
I'm sorry. Mrs. Puff 1-1 is absurd. We're back to Jose.
Okay, I'm going to go with the most famous teacher that all the girls go crazy for, Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
I forget about him.
Did not make the top 20
list.
That was
a great guess, Jose.
More known for being handsome, I guess, according to this list. Let's go to Brooke. He was a professor, though, of archaeology.
Brilliant.
Brooke, it's your turn.
What is the principal's name on Saved by the Bell?
Feeny. He's got the balls.
Principal.
It's not
yes.
Feeny, because that was Boy Meets
I know.
World.
Principal.
Bellman.
Principal Beverly.
That's just shameful, Jake. Don't give her that.
Brooke is saying the principal from Saved by the Bell. That is incorrect. His name is Principal Belding.
Wait, was Belding on there?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
I was just saying that was a bell dinging. Everyone, please catch up. So that means, Jeffrey, you've won today's edition of Plenty of 20. Nobody got the silver save. Let me tell you what teachers you missed.
Yeah.
Number one, Walter White from Breaking Bad, chemistry teacher.
He's a good one or just a famous one?
Famous.
Okay.
Memorable
was
what we were looking for. Edna Krabappel from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Number two. Roland Presbyluski from The Wire.
I never saw it.
Miss Bliss was from Saved by the Bell. That was the teacher that made it there. Coach Fredericks from Freaks and Geeks. Mr. Garvey from Key and Peele. Will Schuster from Glee. Mr. Garrison from South Park. Miss Crabtree from The Little Rascals. Mr. Cotter of Welcome Back, Cotter.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica Day from New Girl. Mr. Collins from The Wonder Years. Yoda was on the list, Jeffrey, at 15.
Nice.
Mr. Katimsky from My So-Called Life. Miyagi was 17. Dewey Finn from School of Rock. That was Jack Black's character. Annalise Keating from How to Get Away with Murder. And Miss Honey from Matilda.
Miss Honey is so sweet.
I thought Mr. Tanner from Full House.
Were there any Hogwarts teachers on there?
I know.
Oh, wow.
Magic school doesn't count.
But Yoda does.
The Force is real, so.
Okay, sorry.
Sure.
I get to choose who gets shocked. They're going to be singing School's Out by Alice Cooper. I have to go with the plant cheese sympathizer, Brooke Fox.
School's out for summer. School's out.
End it, please.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.